It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say Worldwide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Geo. Hey, I want to go back to this bedtime thing.
Okay.
And do a real time little survey on our Textnado.
Okay.
This is a BJ and Jamie bedtime survey. Now, to me, as Jamie just stated,
call it an exclusive.
Well, yeah. An exclusive. Yeah. We'll call it an exclusive if you want to. Okay. I don't have a problem with that.
All right. So it says here that Colorado has one of the earliest bedtimes in North America. On average, all of us go to bed at 11:19 p.m. and get 6.8 hours of sleep per night on average.
My first thought is 11:19. Now, of course, you're talking to somebody that gets up at 3:30 in the morning. So I go to bed 6, 7, 8, whatever I feel like, right? 11:19 seems late to me. So for the BJ and Jamie audience, you have a day job, a normal job, okay?
9 to 5.
What time do you go to bed? Just a quick little survey here.
You know what's interesting?
I feel like it's late.
I think I told you this, but in California, they don't even do the news until 11.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. I was just telling you. So yeah. If you think about that, they know that their news is dedicated to people at 11 p.m.
Yeah, they're still up. Yeah.
East Coast does the same thing. I was in Florida for years, and it was an 11 o'clock newscast, but I never sat up for it.
So I don't think it's that late if you think about it. You know, they're targeting.
Well, that's, again, the opinion. That's, you don't think it's that late because of your lifestyle on the weekends and friends that you have, which I'm not saying one's right or wrong. To me, it feels late. Because my wife, who has a regular job, she normally goes to bed around 10, 10:30. And I'm just curious with, you know, you that listen to our show. And if you've got a regular job, 9 to 5, 8 to 4, whatever your job is, daytime job, what time do you go to bed? Because I don't know if 11:20 is correct or not. I have no idea.
I don't know. That's what the study said.
All right. According to this, just taking a look at it. A lot of people go to bed anywhere between 9 and 10:30, it appears.
Crazy.
9 and 10:30. I never get 8 hours sleep.
What time do you go to bed?
I typically go to bed at like 9, 9:30.
Yeah, pretty early.
Well, I mean, if I'm not going to an abs game, if I'm in an abs game or a concert, of course it's going to be late. Yeah,
I think you have to, don't you? To get up this early. Well, I do anyway. I got to get some sleep.
I never go to bed earlier than 10.
What about you, Spadell? What time do you go to bed?
I try to go to bed at 8:30, 9 o'clock every night.
8:30, 9 o'clock. We're in early birds.
Right. Yeah, you got to wake up at 4.
Because of our lifestyle. But most people, it appears, somewhere around 10, 10:30.
I always try to get 5 hours of sleep. That's my goal.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yep. 5 hours.
Yep. Five or more.
I should probably be dead by now. Because I've been doing this since I was 19. My God.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.